Good. Okay, I'm a call to order this meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission for July 2nd. Can I get a roll call, please?
Youngkin?
Here.
Guthrie?
Here.
Mentz?
Here.
Jensen?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a quorum. First item of business is approval of today's agenda. If there's no recommended changes, I would take a motion to approve.
I move that we accept the agenda.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. I'm going to do a voice vote on this. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same. Okay, the agenda is approved. Next item of business is approval of the minutes of the June 4th meeting. If there's no changes to that, I'd also entertain a motion to approve.
I move that we accept the approved minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay, moved and seconded. Again, we'll do a voice vote here. All in favor of approval of the June 4th minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same. All right, minutes are approved. Now is the time for public comments. This would be the time for any members of the public to offer comments that are not on today's agenda before the commission. I don't think there's anybody on Zoom and there's nobody here. So
that's Leslie.
It's just Leslie. So I'll move on.
I'm in.
We have no old business or new business. We'll move to public hearing, the discussion and consideration of assisting or ADU and variances amendments. Take it away.
Good evening. This is an ordinance amendment, text amendment that's being brought to you as the Planning and Zoning Commission for your recommendation onto the Board of Supervisors based on two bills that were enacted and signed into law by the governor of the state of Iowa this last session. They directly impact how we go forward with our business, and Story County must be in compliance with the state of Iowa. So again, this is wrong. I did not change that language. Pardon me. It's not to golf courses. This is changes to Chapter 85, General Provisions and Definitions, Chapter 86, District Requirements, and Chapter 92, Administration. We're tackling two things, that both bills with this one ordinance, just for simplicity's sake and the sake of timing. The changes to related to Senate File 592, address regulations that govern how we look at accessory dwelling units. And then House File 652 looks at variance requirements. Before you, you do see a revised copy of the proposed amendments. I'll go over those here shortly. We had to make a couple changes. This is kind of in flux too, as we are all kind of figuring out what this means. And when I say all, I mean all the jurisdictions in Iowa. This applies statewide to all counties and all cities, these regulations and these changes. So just switching gears quickly, all standards for all text amendments must comply with Section 92.07, Subsection 2, Standards for Approval. And in that, we look at conformance of the C2C plan, and then we look at conformance to scope and purpose of the ordinance. Again, even if staff were to say those are not met, we still have to do these just to be in compliance with the state. We did publish legal notice as required by our ordinance in three official county newspapers last Thursday, June 26th. We did receive comments today that we did forward on to you all from Becky Christensen at 2985 South Dakota Avenue. Becky is unable to attend today, so I will share her email for the record. It's relatively short. And this is addressed to Planning and Zoning Commission. I'm concerned about how Story County's regulations regarding ADUs match with the new state law, specifically about the 200-foot distance restriction from the primary residence. When Story County first added ADU regulations, there was a lot of discussion about the 200 feet distance being too restrictive. As I recall, the 200 feet number seemed to be an arbitrary number chosen by the staff that was not fully explained. I have read part of the new state bill, and the phrase below seems to conflict with Story County's regulations regarding 200 feet restriction. Subsection B, except as otherwise provided in paragraph or by state law, a county shall not impose any of the following limitations or instructions. Number one, requirements related to the placement or appearance of an accessory dwelling unit that are more restrictive than those imposed on single-family dwelling. Wouldn't the passage above about placement in one negate the 200 feet regulation currently included in Story County's regulations? And then I do need to know, I've been out on bereavement leave for the past 5 days, so I've been unable to respond to her until today. And that was the context of the last paragraph. That is the only public comment we received. We do recommend approval of the text amendment, and I'm going to just go through it quickly for you for the record, too. In to Chapter 85, General Provisions and Definitions, Subsection 1, we are revising our definition so it very closely aligns. It's not verbatim, but without making too many modifications, that aligns with the state's definition of an accessory dwelling unit. And then moving to Chapter 86, District Requirements, the new state law requires that in every zoning district that we allow single-family dwellings, we have to allow for accessory dwelling units. So in this case, you do see a couple of zoning districts where there's all red because we did not allow for them. We do now have to allow for them. We are matching the state with reducing the square footage from 1,200 square feet to 1,000 square feet, and then adding or 50% of the size of a single-family dwelling, whichever is larger. That, again, that is directly out of the bill and what was signed. The early revision that you saw, we had the 200-foot restriction in there to remove any questions of not being in compliance with the state code. We are at this point recommending to remove it. As staff, we will revisit and see how other jurisdictions are handling that and then come forward with amendments likely in the future. Then sections F and G are new. These are directly out of the Code of Iowa, so we have to include them in our ordinance. So for all the A1 district, those are the modifications. For A2, we are adding the language and the allowable use as an accessory dwelling unit. For AR, again, the same language as was in the A1 district. The next one is what I need to say, however. The R1 residential transitional residential, the version that you had previously, I'm on page 4, we still have that 200 foot in. It's actually not in. It was just, we're copying from one to another, or not we, I was. So that's a moot point, the 200 foot, when you get to the R1 and the R2. Is that clear, that part? And then we add it, believe it or not, to the commercial district, because we do allow for a single family dwelling or residence in the commercial light industrial. That would be pretty wonky because the way our language is worded, but we have to, by law, allow for it. And then we go to the section on variances. As you read the bill, the state tried to give local jurisdictions some flexibility to be able to grant variances, given the language of an unnecessary hardship. But they added some new terminology in there that they did not define. So in working with the county attorney's office, they recommended just referencing our legal principles in accordance with Iowa Code Section 335.15. Again, until we get the practical difficulties language straightened out, till we figure out what other jurisdictions as well are doing. So it's a kind of misery loves company. I think a lot of counties and cities are in the same boat. The new law did go in effect July 1st. We did post it that we understand these bills have been signed and they are the law and we will abide by them. We've not had anything come in the past day. And if we get something in the next week, we'll have to figure out. With that, your alternatives are on the screen, and we do recommend that you recommend approval to the Board of Supervisors of the proposed text amendment to the Story County Code of Ordinances as put forth in case number TA25000003. Are there questions for us?
So some people have shop homes, and some people like condominium type things. Does this apply to those as well?
If that's their primary dwelling, and this is going forward.
Mm-hmm.
If it's their primary dwelling, no. If we're permitting that type of use as a single family dwelling, no. It's when they come in and want to put another dwelling on,
right,
an accessory dwelling unit, that's when this comes to play.
And could it be a part of a barn, but a section of the barn or a Morton building?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we currently permit that as well.
Okay. That's good.
What this will do, though, is because of that 1,000 feet or half, whichever is larger, we can have larger accessory dwelling units than we have had in the past.
Depending on the size of the house that's there.
Correct.
So I know this doesn't pertain to this quite so much, but so there's no, with the new wording, there's no real restrictions as far as how close or how far away an ADU can be placed.
Right.
And the other thing that I'm just curious about because of my own history with this. So an ADU, does it have to be a family related unit then, or so there's no restrictions? You can put a rental property on your...
Yeah, local jurisdictions are not allowed to regulate occupancy of those units.
Okay. I shouldn't put this on record, but I'm glad it was when we had to get rid of ours. Because it would have been a headache for my family, for us. So I just thank you for that clarification.
Any other questions?
I will make a comment that I fully expect to see the next legislative session to make some changes to this because it is quiet on septic systems. And if they're connecting to an existing septic system, the ability for that connection to succeed may not exist given the size of the unit. There were a number of issues that local jurisdictions of all sizes brought up. We fully support ADUs. It's just a matter of one size fits all does not necessarily fit the state of Iowa. And this does fly in the face of home rule authority and local jurisdictions knowing what's best for a local jurisdiction.
I have two questions that I think both of these are restrictions or guidance that we put in that aren't part of the state legislature. So if they, that's kind of the clarification. One would be the 600 square foot garage. Is that something that we're adding specificity to, or is that inside the state legislature?
That's already in there.
I understand.
And in talking to the county attorney's office, that we can do. We can add that, continue to have that.
So how does that play out? If I have a shop, if I want to make part of my shop an accessory dwelling unit, if I have a, 10,000 square foot shop and I'm going to convert 1,000 square feet of that to a residence?
We've had that happen. And so we've had them give us floor plans and that clearly defines the space that's set aside for the ADU, where the access is into the defined garage location space for the ADU as well.
Yep. My opinion, like 600 is pretty restrictive. I guess that'd be a three-car garage that's only 24 deep. So that's fairly tight. The kind of same question is overhead doors, garage doors should be removed when it's converted to an ADU. That same question, that's only for the portion, if it was a shop, it's only for the portion of the shop that would potentially have a garage door and is right. being converted into a dwelling.
Right.
Okay. Like a glass garage door would work for a matching facade, I would assume.
If I that's a hypothetical that I, until we saw a plan, I can't say yes or no.
Okay.
A lot of that we're going to have to take on a case-by-case basis as well and just use staff's judgment when we're looking at permits.
Okay. Any other questions? I would entertain a motion.
I motion that we accept the changes that we're considering with proposal number one, that the Story County Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the proposed text amendment to the Story County Code of Ordinances as put forth in case number GA25-3.
I second.
Okay, been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? I'll take a roll call.
Guthrie?
Yes.
Youngkin?
Yes.
Mance?
Yes.
Jensen?
Yes. All right. Motion's approved. That's all we have. Staff comments.
I'd like to welcome Chloe Mitchell as our new administrative assistant. And I think we've already had Leslie here as planner at your last meeting. I've lost track of time lately. You will be meeting next month. We have several conditional use permits. I think that's just all we have are several conditional use permits.
Okay. Any comments from the commission? Take a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Move seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
It's either her or me, or you can decide.